There's a discussion amongst the poskim when a person's calculating income for the purposes of calculating meiser. So, how do we define income? Does it depend on gross income or on net income? And we'll have to find what net is. The question really comes from if we're going to look at the paradigm of meiser kesef from meiser of tavua. Over there, clearly, it depends on it's the gross and not net. So let's say, for argument's sake, I need 10 bushels of grain to plant my field, to sow my wheat, and my field produces back from those 10 bushels, it produces back 100 bushels. I don't take miser on 90 bushels, and I subtract the original 10. I take miser on all 100. So because even though the cost of producing that was 10 bushels of wheat. So I should argue, well, I only really gained 90 bushels, and from the 90 bushels, I'll take off 10%. But that's not correct in halacha. I take meiser off of the whole 100%. Therefore, there are some who argue, if we draw the parallel between meiser tavua to meiser ksafim, the person should be taking off 10% of his gross income. The poskim respond back to that, that's not a correct parallel, that they are actually different. Even though Tosafot says one of the sources for the concept of Meiser Ksafim, if you learn it's the Raisa, is the Pasuk of Aser to Aser, which is the Pasuk of Tavua. But they're different because over there it creates a situation of Tevel, which doesn't apply to money. And therefore the consensus amongst the Poskim, majority of Poskim, say that we do subtract various costs of income before we calculate the income for the purposes of Meiser. And we calculate our Meiser from the net income as opposed to the gross income. The question is, what are considered valid expenses for the purposes of subtracting from meiser? So that's clear amongst the poskim how we paskin, that anything which is a direct cost, which cause you have to pay to be able to produce the money, is subtracted. So I have to invest money to get money, so the amount that I got back, which covers my investment, it is obvious that money is going to be deducted. I have business expenses. I have travel expenses. I have any type of expenses I need to be able to produce the money will clearly be subtracted from the income before I calculate the amount of meiser. Let's say a person is traveling. So a person says, okay, the cost of the travel, I'm going to meet with this client, so it costs me the plane ticket costs X amount of money. Now I decide I want to travel first class. That might be a different story. Right, the cost of traveling is something which is that's a valid business expense. The fact that you want to travel first class, see if it's clear that would be necessary for your ability to produce what you have to produce. So that's something which, if you happen to enjoy that, that's not part of the business expense. I have to eat while I'm there, so it's costing me money. Well, I have to eat at home also. You don't subtract what it costs to eat at home. But since over here I'm not at home and I have to eat in a restaurant, that's the only place I can get food, so it's the cost of eating will be subtracted. Again, there's the basic cost of the restaurant. I can go to the restaurant and spend $15 on a meal. I can go to the restaurant and spend $50 on a meal. That's, you know, so the fact that I want to have a fancier meal, it's great. Let's go to a restaurant and have a fancier meal. That's not going to be a valid expense, obviously. I want to do business. I go to the restaurant and I take a client there, and he orders a meal on my account. That, of course, is a valid expense. So don't spend so much money, please. That's not going to be a very good deal with your client. So over there, the cost of his meal, I don't care how fancy it is, that is something which would be your business expense, etc. You go along those lines, along those way, that type of calculation. So those are very clear business expenses. Let's say the question, which maybe is not as clear. So I earn income, and so the government says we're taking X amount of money for taxes, for your income tax, for Social Security tax, for disability insurance, etc., etc., etc. That's not money which is needed. I need to lay out that money to earn income. All right, it happens either. I have a very greedy government that wants to take out all that money from me. So. But that's the government's business. But meanwhile, why shouldn't I be taking meiser on that money? So is that considered a valid expense or not? So Moshe Zatzal and the Tshuva says that income tax, under Dayan Weiss and the Tshuva also, they both say income tax is deductible from the profit. And the way they present it actually is not so much that it's a business expense, is that's money you do not earn. That's money which basically you earn for the government. That money never came to your, that doesn't go to your pocket, that money goes to the government. That's not called money that you earn for yourself, that you don't have to take income tax, any vice around it, because it's not your money. So that'll be true. That'll be true by income tax. It's also true by Social Security tax. That money you're earning, you don't get that money back per se. That money goes to the government. When a person will receive Social Security benefits, that will be that's income which he has a chiyuv maaser on. But right now, when he's giving that money to Social Security, that's not his money, and that's money which goes to the government, and therefore you do not need to take maaser on those things. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, have a good morning.